As you all know, I'm a New Englander from birth, and I tend to give short talks. So this may be your lucky day because you'll have more time to go out and buy some ice cream. But Ed's music is wonderful. I just feel so much cleansing when he plays the bowls, and we're going to do something afterwards, after the break. So you haven't heard Last of Ed yet. Now I'm going to start out my talk with a shocking statement. In the chapter, How to Make Yourself and Others Happy, he says, "We are a Christian denomination." I read that and I'm like, whoa. And it carried me back to a moment in time. I had just gotten married, and my in-laws weren't able to make it to our weddings, and so my mother-in-law called me up, and one of the first questions she asked me is, "Are you a Christian?" And I didn't know how to answer that. It took me a moment. I had to think about it, and I decided, "Yes, I am." And that's what I told her, because I didn't know how to say it without lying. I'm not active in a Christian church, but I was born in a Christian church, and baptized and all of that. Of course, a good New England Congregationalist church too. So anyhow, that's how I answered it. But Holmes says, not only are we Christians, but we're also many other things. And I had no idea until I started reading this. And many of the origins of our faith come from Buddhism, Mohammedism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Taoism, Confucianism, and Judaism. I had no idea. But then he goes on to say, basically, we're a church that's full of God, as is the universe. Now, the next thing that kind of shocked me when I read it is that we all exist for the delight of God. Can you believe it? I had no idea. Do you think he's up there or he's out there having a blast watching us go through our lives? And yes, I know God is all there is and God lives within me. But is he really having a blast? But then as we learn more and more about our faith, and we learn that a law of cause and effect can beat us up unless we get really serious about living within the laws of harmony. And as Jesus once said, if you take the sword, you're going to perish with the sword. Whoa. Anyhow, so then Holmes asks the question, why does the universe exist? Why do you think it exists? It's for God's self-expression and delight. I had no idea. So this is what we were born to as well, and we're born to create and to express. I think that's a great idea. We're creators. That's part of us that needs to express love and also to be creative. Otherwise, it's like we're walking around with some part of us that has died. And it's so easy to be unaffectionate for some people. And sometimes they're unloving and unhappy. And I know nobody here has ever been around somebody like that, but it's like they're carrying a dead body around with them all the time. And that's kind of painful to even think about. Have you ever been around somebody that was deeply depressed and maybe unemployed and feeling unloved? You know what that feels like. That's not the way we want to live. We don't get delighted that way. So God is love. And since we're born in his image, we need to love and to be loved to feel totally fulfilled. And Denise, you're doing a good job with that now with your children. I think that's great. You get to express a lot of love. I think it's wonderful. And this keeps the unwelcome dead body away. Isn't that great? And after all, we're made in the image of God with the potential for love and happiness. But then At the same time, if you've lost somebody that you love or did love, you may cry, you may be sad, you may be lonely. I'm personally going through that in my life with, since my father passed, and I have found that thinking of him and being grateful for all the things he did for me helps a lot, along with the fact that he would assign each of us kids a time when we had to call him and talk to him. And so mine was 5 o'clock on Friday. And so I often find at 5 o'clock on Friday, I'm mentally sending him information. And that helps a lot because it's helping to fill that the hole that his leaving my life at this, at least temporarily, it's fill that hole for me. Anyhow, so just hold on to that thought that we were all born to create and to be happy. So for me, reading this material put me in touch with a lot of happiness. It was a great chapter. So if we're born to create love and be happy, that's our destiny. And God delights in it, and God's here to be delighted in us. So part of me says, no, not really. Is it my job to make other people happy? No, not really. But after years of experience, if we're happy and we're not indulging in something called toxic positivity, that others feel lighter around us. And by toxic positivity, I found an article in the Washington Post on that. And it's basically, it's like as soon as a person starts talking negatively, you start telling them the opposite. And that can be pretty toxic after a while. So the fact that we're not carrying a dead body around us makes, I think it gives others the space to expand their own happiness. And I like to say I got a lot out of reading and thinking about this because I had no idea that part of my job is to keep God happy. And all of you have that assignment as well. So think about that. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to, like I said, I give the shortest talks of anybody in study group. And we're going to take a break in a moment. And when we come back, we're going to have another sound bath. And I have something from Dr. Joseph Murphy that I'm going to read to you as well.